Hi, this is Jeff Gordon, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN live from Indianapolis as we are getting ready and heading towards the 105th running of the Indianapolis 500. And then coming up later on Fox, of course, the Coca-Cola 600 is happening. Racing fans are going to be watching and listening to racing all day. Excited to have on the line one of the all-time greatest drivers in NASCAR history, one of the top 50, four-time Cup Series champ, five-time Daytona 500 winner, six-time Brickyard 400 winner, three-time Coca-Cola 600 winner, NASCAR Hall of Famer, and part of that great, I would say the cornerstone of that great Fox team over there. It is the one and only Jeff Gordon. Jeff, welcome to WGN.
Hey, great to be on. Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning. We mentioned that people, race fans, this is a great day for them. They are going to be able to enjoy racing all day long. Your connections to this track, to Indianapolis, are undeniable. And so before we get into all that action happening at Charlotte, you were the first ever to win the Brickyard 400. You won it more than any other time. And of course, growing up, part of your childhood right here in Indianapolis. Talk a little bit about what that meant for you and kind of what this speedway also means to racing.
Yeah, I originally grew up in California, but started racing at a very young age and immediately was drawn to Indy cars and the Indy 500. And I was also a sprint car fan. So my heroes growing up were Steve Kinser, World of Outlaws sprint car driver, and Rick Mears, Indy car driver, as well as, just so many other drivers like AJ Foyt and Al Unser and guys like that. So, it was so great for me the first time that I traveled to Indiana and, went and visited the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, went to the museum, did the bus tour around the track, everything else, and just was amazed and blown away. And, that was a dream to one day race there. Unfortunately, it didn't happen in an Indy car, but I was, my opinion, just as lucky to be able to go there and not just compete there, but to win there several times in the Brickyard 400.
Yeah, Roger Penske, of course, taking over here, big, obviously, presence in all of racing and in NASCAR as well. And your thoughts, you coming into NASCAR when you did, really changed the game in a lot of different ways, brought a lot of fans in. And as you are commentating with Fox, you're seeing a lot of that happening in recent years and in the future, too. And so as things sort of gravitate towards, whether it's the dirt at Bristol, whether it's the road course here for the Brickyard 400, whether it's COTA, what are your thoughts on that? As you're getting to see that from the commentator side, having full experience on the driver side and pulling in new fans for NASCAR.
Yeah, my perspective today, closing in on 50 years old, and all the years of racing in NASCAR and just racing in general, and being a part of the team from a driver standpoint, being part of the team from the owner side and partners with Rick Hendrick, and then the commentating side, so understanding the TV side and working with NASCAR closely, over all the years, you have a different lens that you look through that puts things in perspective. And I go back to those early years where NASCAR was really growing and just took off in those mid to late 90s, and it was about, like you mentioned, new tracks, new faces in the sport. At that time it was very rare for somebody who was young to come in and battle against the veteran drivers, and so I think that also helped. And we had a lot of personality in the sport and great rivalries too, on and off the track. So I think everything has to come together in order for it to take off as big as it did at that time. Right now, we definitely are seeing a surge in many ways and I think a lot of it goes back to NASCAR. One, they've created some great parity. We've seen a lot of different winners this year. The schedule that you mentioned, to finally go to dirt after all these years, I think it's been 60 years or something.
Wow.
Since stock cars in NASCAR were on dirt. So, yeah, it's super cool. And even seeing the Brickyard change this year from going from the oval to the road course. So a lot of road courses are challenging the drivers. And I think it's bringing in some new fans. But, the core fans seem to like that type of race, too. Of course, we saw a monsoon and some madness out in COTA last week. But all in all, you know, great to have that track on the schedule.
When it comes to history and tradition, obviously Indianapolis is there, and we talked about all the new things happening in NASCAR and the ways that fans are gravitating. But the Coca-Cola 600, if you could share with the listeners what that means, that is for drivers, and as a guy who's won absolutely everything you can in the sport, this is a big race. Drivers, you know, to cap out their career, they want the 600.
No doubt about it. You know, and when you're there for the Indianapolis 500, you get this sense of tradition of what that race has meant, how long it's been there, the history of it. And that's also what you get at the 600. Of course, it's the longest race, and it's always been held in Charlotte. It's kind of – Charlotte's sort of the mecca for NASCAR and for stock car racing, and so, you know, the Hall of Fame's here. So, you know, this track means a lot to the sport and to so many people. And then you put Memorial Day and weekend involved. And so there's tremendous tradition in military presence and tributes, and you know, fans come together to just, you know, have a great weekend to remember. And then we put on a heck of a race on top of that. So, yeah, it's a big event. You know, you pretty much have the Daytona 500, and then next is probably the Coca-Cola 600, maybe the Southern 500 of races that, you know, in the Brickyard, that races that you want to check off your list if you could.
You think about multi-sport athletes out there and kind of the attention that they get, and there is this phenomena that has happened multiple times where drivers will race the Indianapolis 500, then they will fly and do the Coca-Cola 600. As a guy that is familiar with IndyCar racing, a lot of different disciplines, and can appreciate maybe more than just a pure stock car racer, what were your thoughts when people would do that? Did you feel, well, geez, I've got an advantage over that guy, he's got to be tired? Or did you say, that's cool, maybe someday down the road that might be fun to do?
Yeah, I never thought it was an option for me. You know, once I, you know, started having the success I had in NASCAR, I really just wanted to commit and dedicate myself to that, to the team, and you know, to get as many championships as we could. But I always admired the guys that would go and do that double. I thought it was a little crazy, but I thought certainly a lot more eyes are on both races when that's happening. So we don't have that happening that I know of anyway this year. But yeah, it's always been fun to see and take on the challenge. And, you know, did it give me an advantage? Yes and no. I mean, I think, you know, if you're 100% focused on one race, I think that you're going to have a better chance at it. So to me, there were certain guys that I thought could have won either or race that maybe by doing both might have taken them, you know, their chances away slightly. But no, I thought it was more, a very cool thing and something that I admire, which I could have done, but it just wasn't, that just wasn't the kind of race car driver I was that, you know, I just would go and hop in something and say, okay, I'm going to give 100% to this Indy race, and then I'm going to go give 100% back to the 600. I just don't know how you do that. And that's just the way I'm kind of an all or nothing kind of guy.
We mentioned a little bit earlier is that racing is as strong as ever, due in no small part to what you guys are doing on the tech side, commentating side, entertainment side of Fox. You said the words a little bit crazy, and so I wanted to get your thoughts on Clint Bowyer being part of the team. The chemistry is great. He kind of brings, because you bring, you know, obviously one of the perspective of one of those greatest drivers who's done everything. You can say what's happening, what drivers are thinking. Clint adds a little bit of that too, plus a little bit of the humor side. You guys together, it's like greater than the sum of the parts. It's very cool.
Well, thank you. We're having a lot of fun, and Clint's, you know, brought just a whole different, you know, energy. I mean, he has such a great connection, not only because he's come straight from the garage area and off the track from last year, but the connection he's always had with the NASCAR fan base and, you know, just the lighter side, the funner side that, you know, that he brings. I mean, he's a, you know, I raced with him for years. And a great race car driver, but I'm going to tell you what, he never lost a party. so you know, we're thankful to have him there, and keeps me and Mike on our toes up there in the booth. But you know, it's we have some races where, you know, not every race is just going to be a complete blockbuster where, you know, there's going to be times where there's long green flag runs. We're going to have it in the 600, and it's never felt like, man, this race has just gone on forever, or any, you know, it just seems like the whole team's been able to constantly bring ideas and elements into the race, or personality or stories or whatever it may be between Mike, me, and now the addition of Clint, that's that's just kept the entertainment level high, I feel like, every weekend.
Yeah, the action on the track is great, but the entertainment value is very high too, so kudos to you guys. A lot of trophies in the trophy case over there at Fox, one of the 50 top drivers, NASCAR Hall of Fame, and of course Clint Bowyer with his undefeated partier. He's got that as the trophy in the trophy case as well at Fox, and providing great times for viewers all day. Watch the Coca-Cola 600 coming up on Fox later on this evening, 6 p.m. Jeff Gordon will be there along with that great team, bringing you all the action. And Jeff, I cannot thank you. I'm going to let you get back to doing what it is that you're doing on this holiday weekend. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, it's the greatest day in racing. I'm a little bit bummed the Monaco Grand Prix already ran, because I'd normally like to get up early in the morning to watch that, but looking forward to the Indy 500, and then I can't wait for the 600 in Charlotte.